Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Sri Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, Prayers by Queen Kunti. Text 18. Translation and purport. By His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srimati Kunti said, O Krishna, I offer my obeisances unto you because you are the original personality and are unaffected by the qualities of the material world. You are existing both within and without everything, yet you are invisible to all. Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Shapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Upagada Maya Dadati Svaparantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadha Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the curtain of Maya is there to keep out the rebellious souls from entering into the spiritual atmosphere. In the spiritual atmosphere, there's no envy. There's no attachment. Of course, there is attachment to the spiritual things. But everything is centered around Krishna. Everyone is devoted to Krishna. But here in the material world, everyone is devoted to themselves. Therefore, we want to enter into the spiritual world, we have to be reformed or redeemed to become qualified. That redeeming process is called bhakti yoga. It's best practiced under the able guidance of a bona fide spiritual master who's able to see know the mind of the disciple and know how to correct him, bring him to the right point. So that was certainly Srila Prabhupada's expertise. He was dealing with so many thousands of disciples, but he knew how to deal with each one in such a way that they would be corrected, that they would be enlivened, and at the same time, he would help curb their tendency to for sense gratification. So curbing means the strong words. So sometimes Prabhupada used very strong words. But the overall feeling was that he was our well-wisher, and so we didn't mind the strong words. We took them as something that's beneficial for us, just like we may take a bitter medicine for curing a disease. So that was Prabhupada's expertise, because we could see that he was pure in heart, that he didn't have any malice. He was really our well-wisher. He wasn't trying to use us for his own end, like he said, to create some empire where he would be the king, like Saddam Hussein. People are rebelling against him because they see that he doesn't really have their interest at heart. He has his own interest first, and then if somebody can assist in fulfilling his desires, then he allows them to exist. Otherwise, he'll kill them. So this is the kingdom of the earth. Practically speaking, the whole world is like that, especially in the Kali Yuga. There are no ideal kings. So everyone is self-centered and exploiting the resources of nature, like they're taking the oil, exploiting other living entities. The whole mood is exploitation. Whereas in the spiritual world, the whole mood is dedication. So Srila Prabhupada has inspired us to be dedicated to his mission, to fulfilling his desires. So that's a change. That's called redemption. That's called reform. Those who agree to that, to be reformed, to be corrected, then they become very enlivened, because it's a whole new world, the whole world of dedication. We can dedicate ourselves to Prabhupada's cause at every moment. There's always some service to do. We never feel bored or dissatisfied with ourselves. Whereas those who have dedicated their lives to sense gratification, they always feel dissatisfaction. Because the soul will never be satisfied by sense gratification. Because the soul is on a different platform. The mind and the senses, they may be satisfied for some time, but then again, the nature of mind and senses, they want more, more, more. This is the natural position here in the material world. No one is satisfied. So therefore, with our intelligence, we should see this. And then we can make a reasonable, you can say, not only reasonable, but considered, in other words, thoughtful, a choice to serve Krishna instead of serving Maya, to serve Prabhupada's mission instead of serving our desire for sense gratification. At least the choice will be there. Now, sometimes we say, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We may even want to serve Prabhupada, but the senses are so strong that they drag us away. So then what to do? We have to take up the process with enthusiasm. We have to take it up, you can say, not just mechanically, but with strong, just like Prabhupada is saying in that talk, that we have to take it very seriously. If we don't take it very seriously, because this is Maya's kingdom, then she'll carry us away. She'll convince us, oh, why are you being so serious about this? You can do Krishna consciousness little by little. And in the meantime, why not enjoy life? Your life is passing, you're a young man or old man. Even old man has the same desire, the same temptation is there. Now I'm getting older. Soon I won't be able to enjoy. I better enjoy now. The Maya is always ready to trick us into giving up Krishna's service. So in order to take the service of Prabhupada very seriously, and then we have to get inspiration. So how does that inspiration come? From the devotees, from the spiritual master, from Krishna within, from Krishna without, in his holy name especially. But in order to get that, it's not cheap. That's the point. Someone's asking, well, why doesn't Prabhupada just show himself to everybody? Well, because, you know, Prabhupada is, he wants to see who really wants it. Why doesn't Krishna just come to the world and save everybody? Say, I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everybody should come and follow me. Krishna was present here 5,000 years ago. Why didn't he do that? Mm-hmm. Even Lord Chaitanya was present. Only 500 years ago. But not everyone. Practically, Lord Chaitanya, because Lord Chaitanya is the most magnanimous incarnation, practically he did save everybody, except those who were envious of the Vaishnavas. But that's the point, is that just like I'll give an example. In 1970, there was some poison that had entered Srila Prabhupada's society. And therefore, he was being invited to come to New Vrindavan for Janmashtami, but instead he chose to leave the country and go to Japan and India for the first time. So, you know, with his disciples, he was going back to preaching. When that happened, then in New Vrindavan, the poison came out. People were saying, Prabhupada is God, my God. And then Prabhupada said, yes, that is why I didn't come, because by my leaving, then the poison comes out. In the same way, because Prabhupada was 80% lenient, he was very humble, so there were people who were with him, surrounded him, for their own personal aggrandizement, for their own personal ambition. And so when he left the planet, 1977, then those kind of elements, gradually, they came out. And they were exposed as being, you can say, self-motivated rather than motivated to Krishna. So this is the test everyone has to pay. It's not something cheap that there's going to be some magic razzle-dazzle and everybody is saved. No, the spiritual master is not like a magic helper. But his point is to give us a choice. Yeah, you can serve me, my mission. You can serve Maya. So he doesn't force us. Krishna doesn't force, neither does the spiritual master force us. And the representative of the spiritual master doesn't force. That was another point we were reading. Prabhupada was very disturbed by this forcing. Uday told a story how he was being forced by Tamal Krishna Maharaj, that you should give your business to me, or to the temple here in Dallas. 1979 must have been around that time. And Uday was saying, no, but Guru Maharaj, this is, I got this business from Gita Nagari. They gave me 20,000. First I have to pay them back. And then Tamal Krishna was insisting. And it was so bad that he was driven out. They were preaching on it, even Pagosh and Vaisheshika, and these people were preaching in a Bhagavatam class. These people attached to their business and so on and so on. At least they were being forced. That was just one example of it. There were so many examples all over the world. Bhagavan was forcing people. You got to surrender to me or get out. He was giving tickets. Here's your choice. You want to surrender to me? This is my zone. I'm the GBC. I'm the guru. Prabhupada made me guru. I saw it with Hansa Duda. The same thing. He threw me out. So this is not that we force. Prabhupada's not going to force either. He's not going to come and say, okay, you know, here I am. I'm forcing you. You have to accept me. And so, no. And this is the test. Who really wants to voluntarily serve Prabhupada's mission? Or who wants to have their own mission? Like Sri Prabhupada wants to have his own. Okay, you can have your own mission. You don't want to serve Prabhupada anymore? Then he's not going to force you. But he wants us to serve. Therefore, sometimes he may come, inspire us in some way. Like, I feel it's happening. So that we become more serious. That's what he's preaching. We should become serious about serving this mission. The potential is there. The potential has not even begun to be, you can say, explored or developed. I was saying how in 1976, 77, this mission was, Prabhupada's mission here in America was burgeoning, was growing, very geometrically expanding. Prabhupada used to say, spiritual life means always expanding. Like when the born incarnation came out of the nose of Brahma, immediately it started to expand. This is spiritual life, it should be expanding. But we see that's not happening so rapidly. Therefore, we feel that we have to take it more seriously. We have to begin with ourselves. That was the point of that letter. We have to begin with ourselves to become more serious. Not that we force others. Oh, you should become more serious. You should know. This forcing is not. It's contrary to the whole principle of bhakti. Bhakti has nothing to do with force. So therefore, we should voluntarily choose. Then we'll become glorious. If everybody's forced, then everybody is a mechanical thing. Oh yeah. I had to do it, so what's your credit if you were forced to do it? But if you voluntarily choose to do it, then you can be considered saintly. Here's a person who could have done so many things, but instead he chose to serve Prabhupada's mission. And so they become recognized as an advanced devotee. But Prabhupada is giving us that choice. And then we give the example of the sky. The sky is open to all the birds, but some birds go higher or lower. So that's up to the capacity of the bird. So similarly, Prabhupada has given us a field. This ISKCON preaching field is here. So, who will take it? Who will take it seriously? But again, that taking it means, first of all, you qualify yourself. This is the first business. Therefore we stress Mangalarti, chanting around, Srimad Bhagavatam Kaya, before we go out for preaching. That's the mood. Okay? Any questions?